Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Have your seat, let's pray. Have your seat. Lord, let me, by experience this month, by experience in the next 1 month, let me have understanding of what mercy means. Let's pray. By experience in the next 1 month, let me understand what mercy means. By experience in the next 1 month, let me understand what mercy means. By experience, we thank you, we glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. When you don't know who you are, they will take it for granted. Advantage will be taken of you. When you don't know who you are, you can be used for anything. When men know you don't know who you are, they do whatever they want to you. I remember something I read somewhere about a man that was looking for a job at a construction site. He was asked to go to the construction site and pick up a job as an engineer on the site. And so since he knew he was the engineer on the site, when he reported for duty, the first thing he was doing is, "Are you? What are you doing there?" They've not even given him a letter. Then he got to a point, he saw one young lady sitting there. He said, "You stand up, go and buy pure water for me there." So the woman, how much? Collected money, went, bought pure water, give it to the man. Say, "You look at how you are slow. If you want to walk in this side, you will not be slow like that, though." Then later, a phone called him and said, "Have you seen the person I asked you to see?" He said, "No." They asked for Mrs. whatever on the site. Unknown to him, the wife of the owner of a site, he was supposed to see the wife for that job. But he was sending the wife to go and buy pure water already. Are you here? You are joking. You are laughing. That is what unbelievers and the devil are doing to you, because you are not proving that you are supernatural. You are no longer proving. Nobody knows you are supernatural. Nobody knows you are powerful. So the devil just comes. One day, look at you. Go. Go and do this. I withdraw your baby. I stop your job. I stop your progress. And you are there. Yes, ma. Yes, sir. Yes, ma. Listen to me. As long as you are a member of this church and you are not an illegitimate child of this church, from today, you will prevail continually. I said you will prevail continually. You will prevail continually. You will prevail continually. You will prevail continually. In the name of Jesus. If you don't know who you are and you don't act who you are, you'll be taken for granted. You know, if you have been in this church for long, you know I have calmed down a little. I keep telling you. Okay. I saw a member of a church, and I remember one thing he said. He said, "If you steal my turkey by fire, you will die by caterpillar. You will die by..." I've even forgotten. Maybe I should call him to say the thing again. You know, some people come and they try you. Like this. If you slap the person, he will never come near you again. Please, we are supernatural, and for a long time, we have acted like babies. Listen to me. Jesus has moved beyond the level of being the Lamb of God. He has died already. He is now the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Do you understand that? Hello, who is Jesus now? The Lion of the tribe of Judah, and you belong to him, and you are a lion also. Stop behaving like lambs. I was telling them in the first service yesterday, while preparing, putting finishes into the message, I was on social media and I was seeing many things. A guy dug a hole in his house and enticed the neighbor's child. I wanted to cut off the head. A guy invited his mother to visit him. While the mother came, what did he do? Wanted to kill the mother. They were struggling. They fell outside. A guy brought the house girl, a girlfriend, to the house. And what did he do? In Imo, over the center of the city, some people carried potty and stood in the center of the city. And they started pooping in the center of the city. They are not afraid. They are not tired. They are not ashamed of the dark side of the supernatural. You will come to church. You will dress like a princess. Dress like a queen. But you lack power. You are not living supernaturally. They are taking panto. They are taking panto. They are taking menstrual panto. They are taking that too. They are, what are they taking again? Hey, whoever has my hair. Whoever. Listen. You are supernatural. Whatever has your sweat on it, anybody, any clothes that has your sweat on it, that body, that cloth becomes supernatural. And whoever takes it will die by mistake. In the name of Jesus. Listen, we are no longer like those days when we keep quiet. You come to my house, you pick my clothes, you will die. Listen, I'm not joking. Somebody very close to us, pants was taken. She died of cervical cancer. And I made up my mind, nobody in my family again will die. If you make mistake, cut a little part of my dead clothes, you are sentenced to death. Supernaturally. Do you understand where we are now? Nigeria is evil. Nigeria is wicked. If you sleep before you wake up in hell or heaven. I don't know, by your choice. That's if heaven accepts you for dying stupidly. Refuse the enemy to prevail over you. Do we understand what you are talking about? And now listen to me. Therefore, God made provision for you to be supernatural. All over the word of God are provision for you to be supernatural. In fact, to be supernatural, it should be your natural state. We went for my mom's burial. We're coming back. We're at the airport in London. So I collected everybody's passport, including the people that have blue passport. And I put them together and I gave the man that was supposed to check us in. So he put the Nigerian ones aside and removed the passport and told me, Egbon, this thing. I can do anything for it. Can you sell it for me? Is there anything I can do to receive this thing? In fact, if I want to collect this thing, anybody that stands before me, I can kill the person for me to collect this thing. What is the blue passport? It's a U.S. passport. He believes being a citizen of America is the height of everything on earth. Philippians 3:21. Philippians 3:21. Let's say 20. Philippians 3:20. Why is everybody scheming for the American passport or a passport of Western world? It gives you privileges that no other country makes available. If you have a Singapore passport, you can enter 176 countries without visa. You don't need to queue. You have an American passport. You know the Americans has a saying. If you're an American military officer, nobody will be left behind. Even if it takes killing everybody in the country or killing everybody in America, we will bring you back home. So now, if you have that kind of citizenship, you can walk tall. Have you seen how Americans talk and walk? Even school dropouts. There was one stupid one, Tariq, on Twitter 3 days ago that was saying, if you know, you know. Let me not go into it. He is a He is a high school dropper. He dropped out of secondary school. And he's blaming Nigerians for taking his job. So they ask him, a Nigerian doctor and you that is a secondary school dropper, how did a Nigerian doctor or a Nigerian engineer take your job? But I'm telling you, because of a citizenship of a country, the man can boast, the man is bold to say something. Therefore, you, let's go. Philippians 3:20. For our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord. So when you give your life to Christ and you are born again, you are no longer ordinary. America citizenship is nothing. You are from above. If Americans have soldiers backing them up, I have angels backing me up. An angel arose against the king of Syria, and in 1 second, he killed 185,000 people. At the twinkle of an eye, 185,000. Like 7 of them are lying up behind me. If you can see, you can see. Hello, are you here? That is who you are. You are a citizen of heaven. And everything in heaven is there to back you up. Therefore, no one can make a mincemeat of you on earth. John 3:31. Let's go. John 3:31. John 3:31. You have seen, number one, our citizen is in heaven. Number two, let's go. Let's read together. He. I can't hear you. Let's go. Want to go? He. He who come. Where is your citizenship? Your citizenship is above, is in heaven. And he who comes from there is above all, including your DG. Please, are we in church? If you don't know, you will die like mere men. Your citizenship is from heaven. And he who is above is above all. Listen to me. Sometimes I don't feel I'm from above. Sometimes I don't think I'm from above. Sometimes I don't act that I'm from above. But it doesn't stop the fact that I'm from above and I'm above all. It is not by feeling. The greatest miracles in my ministry were done when I never felt any power. When I didn't have anything as if I'm in the spirit. It was just by decree. Because he that is above is above all. So you know, when you have a mood swing, it doesn't stop the fact that he that is above is above all. When you are crying during that circumstance, it doesn't stop the fact that he that is above all. It is in your DNA to prevail over every circumstance. It is not in the feeling. So listen, we are the supernatural light. If anybody can poo-poo in the center of Oweri at 12 noon, shame on you if you are ashamed of the gospel of Christ. He that is above is above all. Isaiah 8:18. We have citizenship in heaven. We are from above and we are above all. And in us is the DNA of signs and wonders. Give me New King James. New King James or King James quickly. New King James or King James? Can we read together? Want to go? Here am I. Are we in church? Hello, people at the back. Are you in church? Especially people, there's something about this angle that makes people keep quiet in church. The people at this side of the church, read what is on the screen. Let me hear you. Realize you want to go. See again, it's the voice of people here that we are hearing. It's people here I want to hear. Can we go? Let's want to go. Therefore, we decree unto you, whatever is tying you down, let them release you and perish. In the name of Jesus. So we have a DNA of signs and wonders. Wherever we go, we are a sign and we are a wonder. There was a friend of mine in this church, still in church, was working in an office where there was somebody they were all afraid of, everybody. So he didn't know. One day they were talking. When he fell, he got into the discussion and said, anybody, he did this to this person. He did it to all these people in this office. Have you asked him if he has tried me? He said, he told them that one, they can not go, not going, no go area. You know, see, as in they behave, just leave her. That is who you are. Hello? Can I hear you say, that is who I am? Untouchable. Untouchable. Lift your right hand up. Say, this year, anyone that arises against me shall fall. They shall fall. I am supernatural. Anyone that arises against my children, they shall fall. Anyone that arises against my spouse, they shall fall. I am supernatural. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Can we pray? I am supernatural. Let doors open. Let doors. Let doors. Let doors. Let new doors. Let new doors. Let new doors. Let new doors. I am supernatural. Let new doors. 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 Let new doors open. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We have a DNA of signs and wonder. 1 John 4:4. 1 John 4:4. Take all this thing in. Live it. Act it. Declare it. Walk by them. Let's read together. 1 John 4:4. Let's go. Little children. Oh yeah, pause there. Read it again. Let me go. Little children, you are from. Hey, start again. Read again. Let me hear you. When you become born again, you are translated, you are a citizen of heaven, and you are from God. You are an ambassador of God. Listen, the British High Commissioner does not beg anybody in Nigeria. He knows who he's representing. You are from God. Who do you represent? Who do you represent? Are you acting it? I will show you, I am an Obomo Shoma. I will show you, I am an Igalama. And you say you are from God. You don't know where you are from. That confusion is your problem. I being Biseo, you go see. You are from God. Tell somebody, you are from God. Tell the person, are you born again? Say, you are from God. And look at it. Look at it. Little children, you are from God. And what? Oh, and what? And what? What is them? Oh. It is not that you have overcome because of who you are. You have overcome because you are from God. When I was growing up, we used to have an auntie that was the champion of a ghetto. You know? One of the most dangerous ghettos in Accra. When you mention their name, everybody, that was very grateful. I have an aunt that was a champion of the ghetto. The champion as in, he has fought the men and beaten all the men. Auntie Benjo. Beating all the men. And his first son was my closest pal. Do you know how we walk everywhere we are going? Benjo's children, you go touch them, they never burn you. I am from God, you are from God. Untouchable. Hello. They sent you a message from the village, show you to God. I am from God. An ambassador does not spend his money. His government funds everything about him. If he says anything, they don't say na mistake. A CBN governor in this country was chosen. He has no experience in economies or any business subject. But it was announced. Then they called the president to show the president the arrow. And the president said, the president does not make error. Whatever he says, that is it. And you know what he says? You are from God. Even though you make some mistakes, even though sometimes you commit some sin, but he still looks at you and says, you are from me, so I fight for you. So he's fighting for you. Sometimes does not depend on how you feel or what you did yesterday. It's because you are from me. Are we in church? You are supernatural. You are from God. And you have overcome them. For what? Let's go. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. I was in Kano when some of my staff in our shop, in Ugoma shop, called me and said, we have closed the shop. He said, what happened? He said, there is a war between national. Say, you know national. National and soldiers. And soldiers came down and started shooting in front of our shop. And national said, hey, hey. And national carried handkerchief. And soldier was shooting and was doing like this. And handkerchief was falling, and things were falling right and center. Ah, national. But still, you are from God and you have overcome them. Are you here? Can we read together? Listen, children. You are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in the world, in you, is greater. Including national. You see, we have seen national display for a long time. We have refused to display our own. That's why we are afraid of them. We are greater, we are better than them. Listen, God can choose and say, that person will not shoot. He will not ever even think about it. That is one. Number two, God can choose that the person should shoot. He shoots, it doesn't touch you. That's number two. Number three, God can choose the person to shoot. And when he shoots, it touches you. Maybe five all over your body. And God will say, even though it has touched over your body, I'm going to show you how you overcome. You will not die. And then 1 week, you are from hospital. And God can choose. You see, everybody that shoots against you, as they want to shoot, they take turns against them. He is God and he chooses the star he wants. But all the stars, you are from God. And you have overcome. You are supernatural. And you are supernaturally overcoming. If you understand that, say amen. Let me hear you. Psalm 82, verse 6. Verse 6 and 7. Anyway, this scripture has caused a lot of arguments in church. I'll just take a small part of it and we'll just move on. Can we all read together? Let's go. One, two, go. I said, ye are gods, sons of the Most High, all of you. Nevertheless, like men, you shall die and fall. If you act like men, ye are gods. If you act like men, if you think like men, if you feel like men, if you speak like men, if you confess like men, you will die like them. Then you are gods. Kosagarato dabiti Jesu. Kosagarato dabiti Baba. Please forgive my Yoruba anointing. Oruko Jesu. Lo iloko miyo. Oruko Jesu. Iloko miyo. Ikuko sa. Arubo. Ovolelo. Oruko Jesu. What the song is saying is that there is no power like the power in the name of Jesus. And the second song says, It is the name of Jesus that delivered me. Death heard, sickness heard, and they all disappeared. It is only the name of Jesus that delivered me. Hello. You have the name above all names in your mouth. You have the blood of Jesus at your beck and call. You have the word of God in your hands. You cannot fail. You are God and the Son of the Most High. John 10. John 10. 34 and 35. Look at Jesus. Quoting, look at Jesus. Jesus was quoting it again. Look at it. Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, you are God?" Put 34 and 35 together for me. 34 and 35. Put them together. Put them together. Together, sir. Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law? I said you are God." If he called them gods. Who did he call God? Who wants to whom the word of God came. Do you have the word of God? Is the word of God not coming to you this morning? Is your hope not in the word of God? The ones to whom the word of God came are gods. And you know what? And he said, and scripture cannot be broken. You are gods. It cannot be broken. As long as you are dependent on the word of God and you are not acting like men. Acts 28:6. Let's see somebody that displayed it. Acts 28:6. Paul and a crew just crash landed somewhere. And while they set fire on wood to warm themselves up, a serpent came and bit Paul. I know there is a serpent. In East Africa, called the Black Mamba. Is it Black Mamba? If he strikes you, 1 minute, the person is dead. 1 minute. So maybe it's something like Black Mamba that struck Paul. So they were waiting for him to swell up or suddenly. You know, I told you, he can decide for the snake not to come. He can decide for the snake to die. He can decide for the snake to strike. But this one, he decided, snake, strike. And you know, they were waiting. The same way some people have been waiting since last year for you to fail, for you to fall, for you to die. They don't know why you are surviving. They are waiting. They are still waiting. And they will wait until they die. They were waiting. Most of the time, you don't know what has been done against you. We only know they are waiting. They are just waiting. They are waiting in vain. They were waiting for him to swell up or suddenly fall down dead. But when they had waited a long time and saw no mist. Remember, there is no enchantment against Jacob. No sorcery. No misfortune in him. And they saw no misfortune come to him. What did they say? They changed their mind and said that he was, if you live supernaturally, they will treat you like God. Someone, don't touch him. Don't touch him. Don't touch him. Don't touch him. Dr. D.K. Olukoya used to share a testimony. He said one of his favorite testimony in church was one day he was in the office when some people came. And we're jamming. He was hearing noise that we'll burn down this church. We'll burn down this church. If you don't allow us CGO, we'll burn down this church. We'll burn down this church. Okay, so he came out and saw his security and pastors dropping some people and say, "Hey, are you Dr. Dick?" He said, "Leave them. Let them come." They came and said, "You have a member in our area. Ask him to relocate." Say, "Is that all what you want?" He said, "Yes." Say, "Is he a terrible person?" He said, "No." Say, "That man is deceitful. During the day, he is calm. He is greeting everybody. He is living well. But at night, 12, he will start speaking some things that nobody understands." He said, "This man has not been able to go to witchcraft meeting
since 2 weeks ago. Look at his face. His meeting members have beaten him because he was not able to come. This one is not. And then we can't do this at midnight. We want to do sacrifice. We can't do it at midnight. Ask your member to relocate. Supernatural. If some people hear that now. My husband, that's why I said you should not be traveling. You traveled and left us here, and if you left, God, I hear with God. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And they change their mind and say, he is a God. From today, that should be your experience. People changing their mind about you. Hello, listen to me. Christianity is not a philosophy. I am not a CRS teacher. There's a difference between me and a CRS teacher. I don't come to tell you stories. I come to give you the wisdom of God and the power of God. Do we understand? There is a difference. We thank you. You are supernatural. So since you are from heaven, you are spiritual and you are physical. But almost all your life, you have lived physically. So you don't know that you have access to some spirituality and spiritual power. That is what we are making available to you. To make you know, sir, that you have access to spiritual light. You have access to prevail. You have access to live like champion. You have access. You are supernatural. Only if you are born again. Romans 8. Let's take 18 and 19. El Shaddai, El Shaddai. Can we just have it playing? Let's read this. Let's just lift our hands to him. Send by the power of your name, El Shaddai. El Shaddai Elohim. I will praise and lift you up. El Shaddai. Agata ekeri kete kete kete. Mana kami bokori akatala. Eri akatata da bakata. Ebete te 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 mi bokori. Adala bakari abade de 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 de. Ala kata kari bokori. You are the mighty man in battle. Alla carria. Ilelebo corria da la 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 carria. Can we lift our hands with you? You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory. Laba libo koria da laba kaza. Makata libo koria da laba kete. Mazataka, eria kata kata. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, mighty man in battle. Lift your two and say, I'm supernatural. I begin to manifest. I manifest. I manifest. I manifest. I am supernatural. I manifest. I manifest. I manifest. I manifest. I manifest. I manifest. I am supernatural. I manifest the supernatural. I manifest the supernatural. I manifest the supernatural. I manifest the supernatural. That's it. Lift your two hands to Him. Every weakness in your spirit, every weakness in your soul, every weakness in your body, receive the supernatural strength of the Lord. Receive supernatural strength. 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 In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands to Him. Talk to Him. Make decrees. Make declarations. I am supernatural. I will no longer lose any battle. I am supernatural. I am not a mediocre. I am supernatural. I begin to prevail. I am supernatural. I begin to shine. I am supernatural. I begin to have victory. I am supernatural. Things begin to work. I am supernatural. I have angelic support. I have angelic support. I am supernatural. I have angelic support. I am supernatural. I have angelic support. I have angelic support. I am supernatural. Lift your two hands up. All, I have access to all powers and authority in heaven and earth. Say, I have access to the power of God. I have access to the authority of God. I prevail over all power, all authority. I prevail over strong men. I prevail over territorial power. I prevail over any cause of my father's house, any cause in my mother's house. I am supernatural. I prevail. I overcome. I prevail. I overcome. I prevail. I overcome. Speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. Can you stretch your hand towards the altar? This week and beyond, may you receive angelic support, angelic help, angelic ministration, angelic support, angelic help, angelic ministration. Let that be your portion. In the name of Jesus, you will never be left alone. The angels will come and help you. They will minister to you. They will fight your battle. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands to Him and let's thank Him. Just thank Him. Give Him praise. Let's thank Him. Let's just thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. I move in your power. I exercise your authority. Great things are happening to me. I magnify your name, Jesus. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.